When Leah Miller took a job as the manager of a 30-story office building in Chicago, she knew she'd be supervising the cleaning and security staffs and keeping the 3,000 tenants happy. She didn't know she'd be responsible for the safety of thousands of birds. But soon after she took the job, Miller realized her building was a death trap for them.
I would walk outside and they would be laying on the ground, either dead or severely injured. They had definitely hit the window because they do land close to the glass, and they are simply laying there.
This was more than a freak occurrence, especially during spring and fall migration.
One of our worst days, we actually had 15 injured or dead birds, about 7 of them dead, 8 injured. So it's a daily occurrence, absolutely.
Now, Miller was not a birder. For her, migration meant Canadian geese flying north or south in a V. But she admits to being an animal lover and couldn't stand by as these birds flew into her building. She made some calls and got in touch with a group of ardent volunteers who call themselves the Bird Collision Monitors of Chicago.
Basically, the program, they have monitors that go out very early in the morning and collect the birds that they find. And then there's numerous trips throughout the day to local wildlife rehabilitation places. So people can call them and they'll pick up the bird and hopefully get it the help they need.
The Bird Collision Monitors also teach building managers like Miller why their high-rises are obstacles. By day, the birds have trouble seeing windows. They either appear transparent or reflect the sky or a nearby tree that the bird then tries to aim for. But these buildings pose a threat at night as well.
And then even the lights on top of buildings, which there are a lot in Chicago, there's some sort of antenna, there's some sort of display. Really, it just seems to confuse the bird's navigation system, and they just circle and circle. They can't quite find their way out of this whole city with all the lights. There's no direct path for them.
Building managers like Leah Miller have begun preparation for fall migration, and Miller is urging tenants to turn off the lights when they leave. But if she does find the occasional injured bird, she'll take them in and try to nurse them back to health.